Biden rekindles U.S. war in Somalia in a vote of confidence to returning president. By Gabrielle Reyes on May 17, 2022. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden confirmed on Monday plans to deploy roughly 500 U.S. troops to Somalia in the near future. The move reverses a decision by the administration of former U.S. President Donald Trump in December 2020 to withdraw all U.S. military personnel from the East African nation in what observers believe may serve as a vote of confidence for Somalia's newly elected President Hassan Sheikh Mahmoud, who previously ruled the country during the second administration of former U.S. President Barack Obama. On Monday, May 16, Biden authorized the deployment of fewer than 500 troops to the East African nation to re-establish a small, persistent U.S. military presence in Somalia in order to better target al-Shabaab and its leaders, a senior Biden administration official told Voice of America, VOA, anonymously. The former commander of Somalia's U.S.-trained ANA Brigade, Colonel Ahmed Abdullahi Sheikh, told VOA on May 16 Biden's decision to redeploy U.S. troops to Somalia was timely, as the country elected Hassan Sheikh Mahmoud as its latest president on May 15. "It's a very positive start for our new president-elect when he starts his first day in office that he has that support he can count on," the Somali military leader told VOA, which is a U.S. government-funded broadcaster. Joe Biden served as U.S. vice president during both of Obama's administrations, from 2009 to 2017. This time period coincided with the first Somali presidential administration of Hassan Sheikh Mahmoud, who served in the role from 2012 to 2017. Hassan won Somalia's latest presidential election on May 15 amid a state-mandated security lockdown in the country's national capital, Mogadishu, that the federal government imposed to prevent deadly rebel attacks, Al Jazeera reported. The setting illustrated a deteriorating security situation in Somalia that Biden's administration claimed on May 16 was the major impetus for its decision to re-engage militarily with the troubled nation. Explosions were heard Sunday, May 15, near Mogadishu's heavily guarded airport complex where MPs, ministers of parliament, were voting. Police said no casualties were reported in the blasts, the Somali news website Kaysamata.net reported. The Biden administration's plan to station about 450 U.S. troops in Somalia reportedly includes a request from the Pentagon to target about a dozen suspected leaders of al-Shabaab, the Somali terrorist group that is affiliated with al-Qaeda, according to the Somali news website Al-Bander.org. "The decisions by Mr. Biden will revive an open-ended American counterterrorism operation that has amounted to a slow-burn war through three administrations in Somalia," the website noted. Several years of political turbulence following the fall of Somalia's government in 1991 helped contribute to the rise of the Al-Shabaab Islamic Terror Network, which emerged in the East African country in 2006. The Biden administration said on Monday Al-Shabaab has grown more powerful since former President Donald Trump's administration withdrew about 750 U.S. troops from the conflict-ridden nation in January 2021.